Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Good morning to you. It's Friday. There's just something sweet about saying it out loud. It's Friday. As sweet as ice cream with chocolate chips on top. Oh, maybe some Cool Whip as well. As sweet as butterfly kisses. As sweet as fresh flowers in the garden. Or my neighbor brought over these two gigantic cucumbers to share. I've never seen cucumbers this big. She grew them in the backyard right over the fence from my house. I can't get my hydrangeas to bloom, but she's got ginormous cucumbers. What else is super sweet?
Sour Patch Kids.
No, they're not sweet at all.
First they're sour.
No, they're just sour. I'll go with honey. As sweet as honey from the honeycomb. I don't actually like honey. Do you know anybody else on the planet who does not like honey?
No.
Weird. I don't like honey and I don't like mint.
I actually don't like mint either, so I feel you there.
I don't like honey.
Honey is like so unassuming though. It's like
no, it's so sticky sweet. Yeah. It's over the top sweet.
Do you drink tea? No, right?
Not really. Every now and then I'll drink a fruit tea, a lavender tea, or a fruity tea.
That's really the only time I use honey is if I have like a tea, I'll put it in
there. I have a wild berry tea that actually I like a lot.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. It is delicious.
Sounds good.
So it's sweet to say it out loud. Good morning, Friday. Just try it. I'm telling you, it'll perk you up instantly. Good morning, Friday. And when you consider there are only a couple Fridays left before Labor Day, well, then it's even sweeter. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, if you need a new motto in life or a new favorite quote to drop on your peeps, people who love to eat are always the best people. Julia Child, it's brilliant. I bet she said it while she was working in her kitchen as well. People who love to eat, always the best people. I had a motto for After Hours for years and years. I got it from an insurance commercial, but it fit us so well. When people talk, good things happen. Yes, that's so accurate. I err on the side of over-communicating, sometimes to the detriment of my family and friends and their time management. But this might be right up there, quote 1A and quote 1B. People who love to eat, since we love to eat on this show, always the best people. Thank you, Julia. Hey, did you guys see the video that was shared by the NFL and its Twitter account yesterday? Jay, you have to retweet this from our show account. This is hysterical. The NFL is poking fun at itself, really, but poking fun at the idea that the entire season is scripted. And so if you go to the NFL Twitter, they've got this, it's essentially the script, right? The rough draft of a script. as though there were actors and actresses who are sitting down for a table read before the season kicks off. And that's what the caption reads. Join us for the table read of the 104th season of the NFL. And the hashtag is you can't make this stuff up. But they have it set up on what is a movie set or a TV set. And they've got a lot of the top players, like Jamar Chase, for instance. And they go through it. Jalen Ramsey's in it as well. He's dressed up in his uniform because he thought it was a dress rehearsal. And there's a narrator who's guiding us through the action. They even pipe in Patrick Mahomes, where they talk about writing him out of the script for 2023. And Mahomes is on Zoom. Hey, guys, that's not cool. Who did that? And everybody points at the writer, the lead writer. It's funny.
Week one, fourth quarter, 3:02 left. Jamar leaps up and makes a no-handed catch.
No hands. How?
I don't need hands. I'll just catch it with my abs.
We can call it the abracagrabra. Okay. Might as well send the ball to Canton now.
What if we wrote the Mahomes character out of the script entirely?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wrote him over.
Yes. Guys, not cool. Who said that?
He did.
You're an actor, Patrick. Act like one.
Boring.
What if we played shirts versus skins?
I like it, Kirko.
What if we replace my legs with actual wheels?
I love it.
What if Derrick Henry stiff arms a guy into another?
It'd be possible for us to get to page two.
Anyway, the NFL is using this as its promotional video for the season that kicks off 2 weeks from yesterday. I got my dates right now. It's September 7th. The story begins September 7th. So this is it. Hashtag you can't make this stuff up. Jay, how many times during an NFL season do I use this line? It's one of my favorite phrases. From the category of you can't make this stuff up.
Almost every Sunday.
Do you think they're copying us?
They might be.
From the category of you can't make this stuff up.
You're an actor, Patrick. Act and, like it.
And so that's the hashtag for the NFL this season. And it's a table read. It's really funny. Justin Fields is in it. Hashtag you can't make this stuff up. I feel as though they've pilfered this from us.
I feel pilfered.
You feel pilfered? Oh, no. Not to be confused with I feel patted down. Anyway, pretty funny if you check it out. It's just a minute. I don't know how much more they recorded, but really cute. I like the idea. The NFL definitely has a master scheduler, a master promotions department. They also have really incredible ways of promoting their superstars. And that's something I say over and over about Major League Baseball. They don't do it nearly as well. The NBA definitely rides its superstars. The NHL, not quite as much. They'll maybe working their way back into the broadcast mainstream. The NFL is brilliant at two things. Number one, always, always in our consciousness. They have events planned every single month of the year, and somehow the league convinces us we can't miss them, meaning the events. But we also can't miss the NFL if it never goes away, which it never goes away. So tell me, Jay, did you miss football this summer?
No, I haven't had a chance to miss football. It hasn't, like you said, it hasn't gone away. We've been doing football nonstop all summer.
That's right. It's all of a sudden become a thing where every single league meeting, the coaches have to be there, the GMs have to be there, they have to do press conferences. The combine is 3 weeks after, not even 3 weeks after the Super Bowl, and it goes from convention of the Super Bowl site to convention at the combine and then league meetings and then voluntary workouts and then OTAs and then more league meetings and then more OTAs. They never stop.
And the press conferences at every single one of these events. I feel like in the past they weren't, you know, they'd have these events or whatever. We wouldn't necessarily have like press conferences and microphones and all that. Now we get audio.
It's mandated.
It's mandated. Exactly.
It's mandated. Yeah. The NFL trots out its coaches and its general managers and makes them show up and speak so that it's always top of mind. Yeah, the NFL is a jealous lover. I tell you this a lot as well. Can't stand it when you start to pay attention to anything else a little bit too much. If you have a wandering eye, the NFL goes green with envy. But it's almost back. Now, we will continue to talk about baseball, of course. We love baseball around here, and October is dramatic. I had to reschedule a doctor's appointment. This is really funny. I had to reschedule a doctor's appointment on Thursday because it got canceled by the doctor's office. So I rescheduled, and the first date the doctor had available, this is wrong. They cancel on me, but now I have to wait until Halloween. So the
Halloween?
Yes. The woman said to me on the phone, well, it's not urgent, right? You don't have any problems? And I said, no, it's a screening, and I need it. And she said, oh, well, if that's the case, do you want this doctor, the one that you signed up with, or do you just want me to put you with the first available doctor? His first appointment was Halloween. So I took it thinking it's a Tuesday during the NFL season, right? So it's not quite as hectic as, say, a Thursday or a Monday. They only do them weekdays. And then she says to me, well, you know, what time of day, blah, blah, whatever. And I was trying to explain to her how October is the busiest month of the year in sports. Well, I said, it's the busiest month of the year for work. And she said, what do you do? And I said, sports. And then I just had flashbacks of October. If we survive to Halloween, I feel like it's a major triumph. We survive, we get Halloween candy. Is it a deal?
Oh, of course.
It's a deal. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so we're not going to forget about you, baseball, but we do have a lot going on in football. Two preseason games last night. The scores don't matter. Really, none of it matters. What does matter is we got to hear from Mike Tomlin. Boom! As the Steelers actually skunked the Falcons. Now, the Steelers played their starters for, what, three, four series in some cases? The Arthur Smith plan was to play none of his starters and to make sure they got to the start of the regular season as healthy as they possibly could. So Arthur Smith is no fun, but Mike Tomlin, he's always fun.
Really appreciative of the effort, not only tonight, but kind of through this whole process of development. Just can't say enough about the group, the energy that they bring daily. And hopefully it's a catalyst for us as we transition out of preseason ball to regular season ball.
I know we were joking about the NFL never taking a day off. Mike Tomlin's so consistent. Over how many years? Number one, has never had a losing season. Number two, has never had a boring press conference ever.
No.
And you ask guys who played for him, and sure, does he use choice words when he doesn't have a microphone in front of him? Yes. But this is who he is. It's just who he is. He speaks to them the same way as he speaks to us.
Really appreciative. You know, he says
always. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Mike Tomlin. And so I couldn't let your Friday go by without a little bit of Mike Tomlin. He is excited about Kenny Pickett. We know that to be sure. His young cube, as he called him last year. I don't know if he'll call him that again. At what point do you graduate from young cube to veteran cube? And Rubik's cube after that.
Once you call him the young cube, it still call Sidney Crosby Sid the Kid. He's like 35. So I feel like he could always still be the young cube.
Rubik's cube. He graduated to Rubik's cube. That's the version of it's the Jedi version of cube. Rubik's, when you're in the Rubik's cube. So yes, Mike Tomlin is back. Boom. Tonight it's the Lions. I'm so sad that we aren't working on a Friday. Well, okay, I'm not that sad. He just shook his head vehemently. We'll get plenty of Dan Campbell during the season. We're not going to worry about working extra on a Friday night.
I feel wind underneath my freaking wings, man.
Where does he come up with this stuff? At least Mike Tomlin is genuine, and this is actually how he talks. Dan Campbell creates new ways to be weird.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Speaking of being weird, it is a football Friday morning. Mike McDaniel was asked about the trade rumors. Because, once again, Miami is apparently the premier destination for a running back. Now, in Dalvin Cook's case, the Vikings wouldn't trade him, so then he was a free agent. He apparently was in negotiations with the Dolphins, but it never materialized. So now, it's about Jonathan Taylor. And I love that Mike McDaniel never lets an opportunity go by without a diatribe, without a dialogue, without a soliloquy. Ooh, there's a good literary word. He can't let this go by without telling you exactly how he feels about rumors and reports and speculation.
Here's the thing with the with reports. first of all, you know, I think my 2.5-year-old daughter just tweeted a report. Credence to that.
Credence to that.
As far as that goes, it seems like every player in the National Football League is coming to the Dolphins, because I feel like that's kind of on trend. Me, I've said this before. I'm not going to speak about other players. I mean, how many times do I have to explain, like, Chris Greer's job is to work. He works at it a lot and keeps me abreast when they're real. Generally, when things are real, I don't have questions about them. There's been a kind of a consistent pattern where we've talked about all sorts of players. So reports, whatever, that's kind of the it seems like the noise that is around the business.
Chris Greer's job is to work, he says. And why is your 2.5-year-old daughter on Twitter? I would advise against that.
Credence to that.
There's so much there. Every player available is coming to the Dolphins. It's true, though. Think about the Tom Brady reports and the rumors, too. It does feel like every single player out there in some way is potentially getting traded or is signing with the Dolphins.
Every player in the National Football League is coming to the Dolphins.
Chris Greer's job is to work. What does that make you? What is your job then, Mike McDaniel? He's a hoot. It'll make you laugh on a Friday, to be sure. All right, let's see. I promised you Terry Francona because there's a lot of rumors, speculation, reports about what his future holds.
Credence to that.
He is not yet in the After Hours Hall of Fame, but he's headed that direction. Also, Cooper Kupp is back, and Jerry Jeudy just got hurt for the Denver Broncos. I don't know who it was that I heard say something along the lines of Russell Wilson is going to have to throw to himself, which that's not a good idea. Let's not float that out there. But the Broncos have had so many injuries at wide receiver as Sean Payton takes over that Russ doesn't have a lot of healthy veteran targets. So we're going to do a hodgepodge from here until the top of the hour because Amy Lawrence is here to work. Credence to that. What does it even mean, credence to that? My 2.5-year-old daughter just tweeted a report.
Credence to that.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, our show Twitter as well. You can find me, A-Law Radio. I don't know who's hotter than Messi or Taylor Swift, but you all decided that Taylor is the hottest on the planet right now, but by a slim margin. Thanks for voting in our poll. It's always good to connect with you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
On CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson left. That's where Stafford looks. That's where Stafford throws. Over the shoulder to Cooper Kupp. Drops it in the bucket. An absolute dime from 9-10. Touchdown, LA!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Rams Radio, Cooper Kupp, the Super Bowl MVP, going back to a couple of years ago, right? And had this incredible season in which he was Matthew Stafford's best friend. They had a connection that would make you think they'd been playing for years together. And I couldn't wait to see the encore for him and for the Rams, except it was about the worst possible follow-up to Super Bowl that you could imagine. It seemed like every critical member of the Rams was hurt. And that even started in the Super Bowl with Odell Beckham Jr., though he was just finishing out a contract and wasn't a Ram after that. Now a Raven. But yeah, Stafford gets hurt. Aaron Donald gets hurt. Cooper Kupp obviously got hurt, but is now ready to return to the football field. And there is this kind of period of getting adjusted to his quarterback again. So yeah, the chemistry's there, but they gotta figure out the rhythm and groove.
I felt like when we got back running routes, you know, we had a good, you know, kind of like the return to play session. We got out there running routes and we'd go and throw whatever it was, you know, 30 balls and, 30 for 30, and he puts them in some good spots. You know, I think the deep outbreaking routes are probably the good ones, you know, where he's throwing back to his left to the blind side. He was throwing to a blind sideline. He's pretty good. And then we switch, and I threw him some passes, and he dropped a few. I'm working on that. But to be honest with you, some of those came out a little low. I know the nose was down on some of them, making him tough on them. I think, we can come out of a session, but, okay, we're in a good spot.
Actually, he said there was some rust, which is interesting. So these are joint practices with the Broncos. We'll get to them. Wide receivers, the theme with the Rams and the Broncos. So he said that the repetitions he's getting in practice this week, they actually are desperately needed because it felt a little strange.
First few days coming back here earlier this week, just felt like, you know, you're rushing things. You feel like, you know, your hands and feet aren't working together. Things are moving fast. It might be, you know, seeing the patterns of the defense might be just feeling like you're behind the snap mentally, which is just never a place you want to be. You want to be able to, you know, be ahead of that thing so you can play fast. The importance it showed me of just repetition and being able to be out there and see things live and going through those reps and feeling them out. Because from day one to two to three to four now, it just, you know, the game just slows down progressively. So that's why I'm saying, like, going out there week one would be tough not having that opportunity to, you know, see those reps, have those reps and have that kind of stuff in your back pocket and being able to see those patterns. So, feel good about kind of the path we're on now.
Ooh, welcome back, Cooper Kupp. From Triple Crown to Super Bowl MVP, could he potentially do a trifecta here in a regular season MVP? Or number one draft pick in your fantasy league? How about that? Jay just said he could be a steal in fantasy. I don't know why, unless you need to see him healthy, I don't know why you wouldn't take him. He's been a stud for the last couple seasons when healthy.
I think in my draft last season, he went like fourth overall, something like that, top five.
Yeah.
And because that's how much the hype around him. I know he's getting, 12, 13, 14 targets a game, every game, ripping touchdowns. But this year, I just feel like there's not as much buzz around him. Like, you're looking at guys like Chase, McCaffrey, Jefferson, whereas Coop the year before, he was number one overall pick in some drafts if it wasn't Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he's not going to be a first round pick this year. He'll probably go into the second round. Third would be insane, but second round he'll probably go, and I feel like he's that top five value still, maybe.
Oh, I think I would take him if I could get him in the second, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, second, 100%.
That would be assuming that the commissioner of my league gets her rear in gear and actually reaches out to anyone. No joke, she still has not told us. I guess I could retire the champion. I don't have a league right now.
Go out on top.
It's a high ankle sprain, hamstring injury, just nagging stuff for Cooper Kupp. But yeah, when he's on the field, he is uber productive. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, he and the Rams, when was the last time you even thought about the Rams? Gosh, they've been flying under the radar now for almost a year since they came out of that 22 Super Bowl and started the 22 season, so 21 Super Bowl, but early in 22. Started last season, there was a lot of, I think, anticipation to see what they would do, especially when Sean Payton and Aaron Donald both decided to return. There was a lot of buzz around them, and then it fizzled so quickly because they got hurt and came out of the blocks just wah, wah, wah. Well, I guess the Rams and Broncos are in the category of Super Bowl champions who have had the worst follow-ups in NFL history.
I'm happy to be home, man.
Yeah. Stop
it. Rams on three. One, two, right. three. Rams.
When Baker Mayfield is your starting quarterback on a Monday night football game after being with the team for 10 whole minutes, you know it's bad.
I think that's the last time I thought of the Rams.
It's a new low. Oh, that's the last time Jay thought of the Rams. What was that, week 10? Week 11?
Yeah, a little later.
I'm not sure when it was. Anyway, so the Rams and the Broncos, they were on the field together with some joint practices. The Denver Broncos have got Sean Payton now. There's not nearly as much buzz around them as when they first traded for Russell Wilson, then gave him the fat contract. And I don't know, I think people are afraid to even believe that he might look somewhat different or anything like he was in Seattle for the first, say, 9 years of his career. But he might have to throw the ball to himself. I heard that somewhere. Maybe it was on NFL Network. I can't remember exactly where I heard that, but it made me cringe, of course, as a Broncos fan since age 13, not only because Russell Wilson's still the quarterback, but because they just lost another receiver. This time it's Jerry Jeudy, who is supposed to be their number one guy. And yeah, Sean Payton having to talk over and over about injuries to his wideouts, including Jerry.
It's a hamstring. He'll get an MRI. We'll kind of see where he's at with it. But nothing more.
Nothing more as in nothing more for a few more weeks from Jerry Jeudy, because he is expected to miss at least a few weeks to start the season. By the way, Broncos are against the Raiders in week number one. Okay, that's fantastic. Their former coach and Josh McDaniels. It's going from bad to worse. And considering how many injuries they've had at that position, who gets the reps? Who steps in?
It would be way too early to say. I mean, typically in our system, too, we're bringing receivers in and out. But, you know, he plays Z. He plays in the sub position for us. And, look, we have a lot of guys.
We have a lot of what? We have a lot of guys? Did we short-circuit Sean Payton?
You know, we have a lot of guys.
All right. Some great editing from our news department. Gotta love it. Somebody who got a little trigger happy with our cuts. Jeudy's actually the fifth Broncos receiver in training camp who could miss extended time. Now, we know Tim Patrick, that was the worst. He actually tore his Achilles at the very beginning of training camp. KJ Hamler, he's got the heart problem. And right now is being treated with medication, but the Broncos didn't keep him. So they had to get rid of, well, they didn't have to, but they chose to cut him. Couple of different guys like Brandon Johnson, even if you don't know his name, just saying he's a receiver, leg injury, finally got back to practice. Now Jerry Jeudy. This is hammy, and it could be a few weeks. So Russell Wilson. Welcome to year two with the Denver Broncos, who haven't made the playoffs since they won Super Bowl 50. In fact, haven't sniffed the playoffs.
Tell them I'm unlimited.
Bold-faced lie. It's the same as Aaron Rodgers glowing in the dark. Neither one of those things is true. Do not believe the hype. Do I sound snarky? Just a tad snarky?
The guy glows in the dark.
Shut it. No, I don't mind Robert Saleh. In fact, I think everyone should find someone in life who loves them and speaks as highly of them as Robert Saleh does his quarterbacks.
I got engaged.
I tried to pin Jay down about who in the sports world provides the best drops. We call them drops, these little snippets of audio that we drop in. If you could only use one athlete or coach or sports figure for the rest of your, well, I won't say your career, the rest of your time here on After Hours, because you know they stay here with us. You don't get to take them with you when you leave. They belong to us. They belong to the After Hours files.
Bank.
The bank. I wish there was money in that bank.
Yeah, be nice.
Who would you use? I mean, you might drive me crazy if it was only one person. But we've got Aaron, Tomlin, McDaniel. I personally am on the Dan Campbell hype train.
If I had to pick just one, I think I'm going with Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick? He's awful.
These aren't too funny.
He's the opposite of funny. He's not trying to be funny.
I really can't control that.
But Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers, he's up there. It's close. It's close.
Okay, interesting. Aaron Rodgers with his whole bums. I mean, he just...
Bums.
The thing is, we're not going to get any fresh Aaron Rodgers without press conferences this year because we're no longer using his appearances on the show formerly known as Pat McAfee.
It's going to be hard to cancel me.
I think I'm still going Mike Tomlin. I don't know. We have an entire montage put together of Mike Tomlin.
Oh, no, he's tremendous.
Oh, he is tremendous. He's appreciative, greatly appreciative. I'm just so appreciative.
Man, I'm just appreciative.
Pat P. I love me some Pat P.
Pat P.
The way that he describes football makes it feel as though we're talking about something so much more grandiose,
yes,
than a
yes.
sport. It's so much more significant. So it's so much more impactful and important than stupid yeah, football.
Like lives hang in the balance of like this next decision that we make.
But then he'll drop a don't shoot the hostages, if you will, or he didn't urinate down his leg.
He didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin.
Nope. Give me Mike Tomlin every time. He has to know. He manages to keep a straight face, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 'cause he's like not like laughing or kidding, but
going along with the NFL's table read and their whole idea that the season is scripted. Mike Tomlin, great actor.
Yeah,
never cracks a smile.
You're
never.
An actor, Mike. Act like it.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Holds on to the ball, finds Dame off the screen. He goes left, crossover, steps back, fades away, three, buries it! Franchise record, 64 for Damian Lillard. He is crushing every scoring record in franchise history. 121-105.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are some divorces in sports that actually get to me. I understand it's a business and athletes and teams constantly changing homes, changing rosters. But change is nonstop, really, in sports, especially in free agency. And now think about college with the transfer portal. But this is a divorce that I will rue. I hate the idea that Damian Lillard and the Blazers are now at such odds that it's become acrimonious. And I know he's upset because he similar to James Harden, feels like the team didn't do what it said it was going to do, except you got to understand that the front offices of these two teams, Sixers and Blazers, can't just give these guys away. Well, in James Harden's case, I would just get out, walk, do whatever you want. But in the case of Damian Lillard, as you hear on Blazers radio, he owns nearly every franchise scoring record. He's one of the best players in the league. I understand his frustration. He wanted to win in Portland. He gave it everything he had for years. Now he wants to go somewhere that he believes there is enough talent around him that he actually can compete for a ring. He did an interview with Mark Spears of Anscape, and there are snippets out there. He did ask the Blazers for a trade in July and has spoken publicly also about his desire to play in Miami. Not the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, not the Dolphins. Nope, this is one guy who does not want to play for the Dolphins, although he does want to play in Miami. Portland still I guess theoretically, looking around, trying to figure out the best option on the trade market, but not a whole lot of buzz, not a whole lot of movement. And so Lillard is getting, he's getting hunkered down, I suppose. He's circling the wagons. He's very tight-lipped, but also he's done with Portland.
I'm not gonna speak on the Blazers. It's a lot of love and respect, but I won't speak on the Blazers.
You may remember the general manager, Joe Cronin, said he would wait months for the right deal, that he wasn't going to be pressured into trading Damian Lillard just for the sake of getting it done. He said patience is critical. And according to some of the reports out there, he wants an arm and a leg from Miami, to the point where the Heat might feel like they've lost the role players that they need to try to win a title. I mean, it's a catch-22. You trade for a star like Dame, but you lose the role players that fill out the roster and that have developed that chemistry with Jimmy Butler. Again, this is Damian Lillard with Mark Spears on Anscape. And Spears asked him if he wanted to comment on the trade request to the Heat.
I can say that there was, and I would just prefer not to speak on the Trailblazers.
All right, so he has requested a trade. He did acknowledge that there was a request that would send him to Miami, that that's where he wants to go, but he won't say anything else. And that's probably the best plan now. Enough of his dirty laundry is out there. You do not want to be James Harden. And didn't Harden get fined $100,000 from the NBA for his comments about Daryl Morey and the Sixers? And I know the Players Association is appealing, but Damian Lillard doesn't want to be that. And also, Harden comes across as a major punk again. So you don't want to be that. And I am bummed about this because I wanted him to win in Portland. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not sure if you all saw or heard the video that the Lakers used on their social media account on Thursday morning, but we wanted to play it for you. This is a special tribute to Kobe Bean Bryant right after what would have been his birthday this week.
Hi, everyone. As you know, Kobe played his entire 20-year NBA career as a Los Angeles Laker. Since arriving in the city and joining the Lakers organization, he felt at home here, playing in the City of Angels. On behalf of the Lakers, my daughters, and me, I'm so honored that right in the center of Los Angeles, in front of the place known as the house that Kobe built, we are going to unveil his statue so that his legacy can be celebrated forever. Hope to see you there.
That voice is Vanessa Bryant, and she did the video that the Lakers shared on their social media. Now, August 24th is 8/24, if you use the numbers, the numeric date. And that is, of course, the day called Mama Day for the two jersey numbers that he wore during his Lakers career, the 8 and the 24, makes it Mamba Day. So right after his birthday and then Mamba Day, the Lakers announce and Vanessa announces that there will be a statue. I love the gesture. It was good to see photos and videos of him this week. But man, it's still stunning, even though it's been a couple years. It's still stunning. Actually, it's been 3.5 years now, which even more blows me away. I can remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when I first saw the news that Kobe Bryant had passed away. And of course, his daughter, Gianna. We didn't have that detail until later. But talk about shockwaves, not just the sports world, but across the globe. He definitely transcended basketball and transcended the U.S.
Mamba mentality, Kobe Bryant.
And still, you've got athletes, both in college and the pros, who will pay tribute to him every now and then. But yeah, 3.5 years. How is that even possible? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Good to hear Vanessa's voice. I know her life has drastically changed, and I'm sure it's still painful as I'll get out. Even as I look up, I got SportsCenter on in front of me, or ESPN on in front of me, and more video tributes to Kobe Bryant. Okay, wrapping up with one of my favorites in all of sports. Okay, he's not Kobe Bryant. But Terry Francona started to hint about his future even as he guiding the Guardians through the rest of this regular season.
I know what my job is. I just trying to do it sometimes becomes a little bit harder. Or if you get short of patience at times, maybe you're being short on some of the same things that you didn't used to be short on. Well, that's on me. I just think that, again, there's going to be a time to talk about whatever questions you have. I just don't ever want this to be on me. It's got to be on the players.
He's had a lot of health challenges. And according to the front office, and this is Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, they care more about Terry than they do about the Guardians and their success, which is saying a lot, because it's their job. It's their job to win, or they will lose their positions. But Terry's 64. He's already got shoulder replacement surgery scheduled for the offseason, and not one, but two hernia operations. Oh my gosh, the guy's physical body, he's been through so much. And he's not sure whether or not he needs to spend another year in the dugout or whether that's the best thing for him. Again, I love him to death. He's so good for baseball. Sometimes I wonder if he would shrivel up into a ball without baseball. It gives him life. The players love him. He was a major reason why those young Guardians last year won the AL Central. But yeah, he is hinting that he might step down, he might retire, he might walk away. When you get to be my age, you just want to help. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Bye!